Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
You know, Chicago Bears legend Brian Urlacher spoke out on this girls' sports issue today, and I give him credit for that, but I still can't. I think he said something that's very relatable here.
There are certain things we do better than women. It's just, it's not, number one, it's fair. And if I had a daughter who had to be forced to play against a man, I would not be okay with it, and I would definitely raise hell about it.
But he also said, I can't believe that we're even having discussions like this. And we had a meeting in Naperville, that's a suburb of Chicago, a couple of nights ago, because you had a transgender, well, let's just say this, you had a boy who won multiple girls' events at a track meet at the middle school a few days ago in May. And here's one of the fathers here.
All the parents that we talked to afterwards were in shock and couldn't believe that they were allowing boys to run against girls. It's like they're trying to erase women's sports, erase women. It's no longer Mother's Day. I have no words for it. I just don't understand. And where are all the feminists that fought for equal rights, equal protection for women? And they're nowhere to be heard now.
Yeah, we've asked that question many times. But listen to the support that the boys who are taking awards from girls are getting at these meetings.
What we do want is to ensure basic fairness for our girls.
This is an attempt to further marginalize a group and tell them that they don't belong.
To the students and families who are being targeted, I am so sorry you are experiencing this hate.
It's not about J.B. Pritzker and it's not about Donald Trump. This is about protecting our female students.
Look, I'm going to tell you, you don't belong. Yeah, I'm going to say that. You don't belong if you're a biological male in a competition against little girls. Shannon Adcock is here. She's the founder of Awake Illinois. She's been with us before. There's now two federal civil rights complaints related to Title IX that have been filed against Naperville. Shannon, welcome back. I honestly, and I know you can't believe this, that we're having this discussion. It's like we've talked about these 90-10 issues. They're no longer 80-20. They're 90-10 issues, but here we are again in Naperville, right?
Right. Well, thank you for covering this issue. You know, leftist progressivism has no limiting principles. So those of us who have been sounding the alarm on woke ideology, DEI, all of this is tied together. It is this neo-Marxist oppressive narrative, and they're trying to say that this boy is a protected class who somehow has better rights than the females, and we're done with it. So what's interesting is in these suburbs of Chicago, you have a lot of liberal people who have sat on their high horse of progressivism, and now that their daughters are crying on the track field, now it's not so cute anymore. So we welcome these people with open arms as they wake up, because their children are paying a heavy price for ushering in all of this garbage.
But you would almost think with some of the media coverage that the support is exactly opposite, wouldn't you?
You would, but there's a reason for that. You know, leftist progressives are very mean. They're cruel people. They do character assassinations. They'll harass you, your family, your employer. And so people see what's happened to me and, you know, the last 5 years of this work, and they say, ooh, you know, I don't know if I want that heat on me. And they don't want to have their children face retribution either. So there's a lot of fear, and I understand that. But I got to tell you, more and more parents are finding their courage and they're speaking up. Come hell or high water, they're going to speak up for their girls.
So in this particular situation, this was at Jefferson Middle School in Naperville. And I don't know if it was the father that I just played the audio, but I know that I heard one of the fathers whose daughter finished in fourth place and would have finished, you know, on the podium had it not been for the boy who, you know, who beat her out, right?
Right. So his daughter's actually in a neighboring district that came together with Naperville District 203 for this combined meet. So there were two different districts that sanctioned this meet. And so certainly the neighboring district had, you know, they didn't know. But also I'm talking to people in Naperville District 203 who didn't know that there was a biological male competing until they showed up to the meet. You know, not every parent, especially working parents, are able to go to all of these track meets, and you don't compete against the same people every meet. And so a lot of people didn't find this out until the day of the meet, and then we're talking about it afterwards, and they were surprised. And so You know, it's just a shame that now these parents are having to talk to their girls and saying, you know what, if a boy takes to your swimming pool or your court or your track or field, you're going to have to stand down and not compete because you're going to have to assume you're going to lose by one. But the minute that you enforce this, it's over for these girls. So these poor children in this generation, they're being exploited. I believe the boy involved in this is being exploited. All these kids, they're paying a heavy price right now, and it's so wrong, and it's all because of adult failures.
It really is. Now, we shut down this nonsense here in St. Louis because Jamie Reed came forward and Washington University shamefully had their clinic at Children's Hospital that's no longer there. But you had someone, I guess, that testified the other night from a clinic in Minneapolis. I guess that state should not surprise us. And this is what we hear a lot. She says, shutting out trans girls, I'll just correct that, shutting out boys helps no one, and it is profoundly harmful to those that it excludes. On the surface, it removes opportunities for physical activity, for fitness, for belonging. So how do you look? It's an issue of fairness for me. You don't want to keep people from being physically active. Is there any compromise in any of this? Because it's just nuts that it's even gotten this far.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, no. I mean, the boy has every opportunity to compete in the boys' sports teams, right? So he has the equal opportunity. But the equal opportunity of the girls is being denied them when the boy infiltrates their sports team. So I know some parents at the Naperville School District suggested a tertiary category where it could be, you know, co-ed, opt in if you want to, regardless of how you identify, and see where the chips fall. I don't believe most girls are going to want to do the co-ed because they know they're going to get smoked, but you at least have a tertiary category. But I think that that's actually still capitulating. It's capitulating to this woke ideology that says you can have gender fluidity when we have males and we have females. Each should be afforded their equal opportunity to play in their sex-separated sport, end of story. So I'm not into the whole, like, tertiary category because I think that's capitulating to this insanity, and you're permitting the notion of brainwashing a child to believe that they can become the opposite sex.
You're right.
I don't believe
that,
in endorsing that or sanctioning that at all.
Absolutely. You're right about that. And how do you even account for this idiot J.B. Pritzker in your state? Because we're pretty lucky. We're across the river.
You know, J.B. Pritzker's silence on this issue is deafening, isn't it? I think he knows this is a losing issue. He's trying to step closer and closer to a national stage. And, you know, it's going to be hard for people to not associate him with this ideology because all of his politics have leaned into wokeism and transgenderism. And his cousin has put a lot of his personal wealth into the Taiwanese Foundation that has funneled money to Lurie Children's Hospital to push this gender madness on kids. And so, you know, he's synonymous with it, but the fact that he is quiet right now tells me that he knows this is a losing issue, even for his own base, because they're seeing their girls harmed now.
Look, I have a young woman who is 15 years old who lives next door to me. She plays high school softball, and she was very aware, her teammates are very aware, that there is a pitcher in Minnesota who is a biological boy who is throwing at speeds that no girls can. Can you know that case? No girls can throw the ball that fast. And the ERA is Hall of Fame worthy if you were in Major League Baseball. So these young athletes around the country, they're dialed into this now. And the parents hopefully are more dialed into it. And Shannon, God bless you for bringing this stuff to the surface. So I really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on here tonight.
Thank you. Take care.
That's Shannon Adcock. She's with Awake Illinois, and good for her on the lawsuits. We'll see where maybe takes us to some success. Dwayne Patterson from hotair.com coming up after the news.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.